Blog Talk Radio.
And then I went to his page, seen he did music, and I definitely searched that out and went to a couple of his sites on MySpace and Reverb Nation. And
that's
I heard the music, and when I heard the music, I was hooked. And I said, I got to get with this brother. But on his page, the birthday was the same date as mine. He's just a year older than me. That's all. I said, I know we related now because I was feeling the music first. Yeah. I already was feeling music, so you know.
We're from the original spark.
Tell the people how long you've been doing what you do, man.
Oh my goodness. I'm a second generation keyboard player. My dad, Joe Bryant Jr., played piano, had a band in New York, and we were kids, me and my brothers, playing music in Springfield Gardens in Queens, during that era, you know. Of the Jackson 5 and Kool and the Gang, James Brown, you know, Aretha Franklin, all the original Motown sounds and sounds of Philly and all of that stuff, man. You know,
right.
You know, we just grew up. We were very fortunate. We grew up pretty much exposed to all kinds of music, including classical and opera. And I had classical music training, piano training from 9 years old. But my dad was my number one piano teacher. Been learning piano since I was nine. I mean, since I was three, from him. But classical since I was nine to 11, and you know, now my own children are following the tradition. So, good Lord, near 40 years later. But
so when you were younger, it was just like it was just automatic. You gonna learn how to play piano?
No, he had to babysit me in the afternoons before he went to his night job, and my mother was coming home. My mother was an RN to Lincoln Hospital. She'd be coming home and. He'd be watching me before he went to his dietitian's aid job at night. And during the day, he was going to the Pierce Radio School. He became a TV man later on. But, you know, I have a real eclectic background. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, it wasn't forced. It was there. And it was vocation. It was recreation. And it was a hobby. And it was, you know, it was all that.
Yeah. So your kids picked it up the same way then?
Pretty much the same way. They weren't. as fortunate in the department of being able to have both parents, you know, most of their lives. Their mom and I divorced, but, you know, I was still very prevalent in their life, and the music was very, very prevalent, you know. So we had a lot of summers recording, mostly recording, not doing performing, but recording and producing and writing songs. So they're much better songwriters and better studio people than I was as a kid. You know, I learned that later on. But now they're getting into performance for the past 3 years, so they really do have something to surprise the world with.
When I was looking up some of your stuff, I just want to know, was I wrong, was I daydreaming? Did I see you on an album cover back in the day?
Here we go.
Yeah, Cap, I looked and I said, whoa.
Yeah, that's done, man.
I had that album.
Richard Shearer, Lottie Golden, Bo Brown, the original drummer from the Strikers. The original drummer from the Strikers, Bo Brown, was in the group, and Lottie Golden and Richard Shearer and Jelly Bean Benitez. We were all friends, and they asked me to be in the band as a replacement for the keyboard player temporarily, and I ended up having to shoot the album cover, and that's how that happened.
Yeah, I was looking, and I was like, wow. I remember
like
that.
My oldest son, Jason.
I was tripping. I never did tell you about that, big dog, but I did that first night.
That's how that happened, man. I got a few of those skeletons in my closet. You know, it's funny because I did so many things in the business. You know, I played music, and I was a technician and a recording engineer and a sound man. But, you know, being a technician was my... You know, being a keyboard player was my favorite thing, was playing studio stuff later on. But being a technician, I got to meet more famous people and more celebrities and got more jobs out of just repairing and keeping their gear up, you know, especially keyboard players, you know.
Right. So, name a few.
Oh, my God, man. Lonnie Liston Smith, Philip Wu from Royers. He left Royers and went to Ashford & Simpson. Left Ashford & Simpson and went to... Frankie Beverly, we're good longtime friends. Ronnie Forster and I just reintroduced ourselves on Facebook. Ronnie Forster was George Benson's keyboard player, but I met him in my early 20s. And
familiar with him?
Yeah, Mike Walsh did all the original synthesizer stuff for. He did a lot of rock synthesizer, but he did a lot of commercials, TV commercials. I worked doing jingles for 5 years. I did a lot of carding and setting up and programming for jingles, and you know, one thing led to the
other. Yes. I'm more impressed now. You didn't kill me on that one.
I'm trying to make some noise now, man, with my children, with my lovely daughters, my pretty wings. That's what I'm trying to do.
And speaking of your daughter, Yavina.
Yavina.
Yavina,
the PYT.
Go on and tell us about that.
We,
I know what PYT stands for.
Well, pretty good thing, of course. There you go.
Okay. I would hope it was.
That's what it is.
I know what that stands for.
But the girls were, my mother started in the church singing. The girls, Sarah and Yavina. Sarah's the younger, Yavina's the older. Sarah's 21 and Yavina's 24 now, but they were like 5 and 8, 6 and 7, I'm sorry, 4 and 7 years old, and my mother started them singing in church just to hang out with grandma. And they just got into it, and then a little show-offs, you know, and that whole 9 yards, and after church, having a time with grandma, doing their thing. And when they turned 9 and 12, I took them in the studio, for a serious turn. I mean, they've been in and out of the studio, but watching daddy do his thing, and then downtime, they can play and do their thing. But this time, we went in and we did 3 demos, and we met with Gerald Scott, who at the time was involved in Myers management. I think he was a roadie at the time. And Cornelius Harp in Charlotte, North Carolina. And anyway, we did 3 songs, and We thought the girls could actually make a go of it. And one of those songs is the song Teach, and we donated that song here recently. It's 12 years ago they recorded the song. It still has its, you know, meaning, and it still has a great sound. And we donated the song to the Ugandan Kampala Children's Street Children's Foundation. to put with their video, and it just kind of took off from there as far as being one of those awareness songs. It has a great positive message for children and, you know, the future of children and what children should really be taught. And also, too, it talks about the accolades of teachers, man, you know, what teachers actually.
And you sent me that song, Teach Them.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. But we're working on Yavina now. She's 24. This is her debut. We have her, we broke her out with 22 DJs in 8 foreign countries. We started in Africa.
Wow.
She's in Uganda, South Africa, Nigeria, and Ghana. We just got a German rep that we just started talking to, Franco Forrest. And they're the DJs. The DJs make this whole thing happen. You know, back in the day, Larry Levin and Francois Kevorkian, Renee Hewitt, you know, Jelly Bean Benitez, all of those original DJs, the house and the, you know, the disco spinning DJs, the ones that really made dance music what it was then, you know, it's all back, you know. Lady Gaga's Madonna reworked, and Yavina's into a pop sound that is dance and club driven, and Sarah is into country pop. So.
And Yavina's. Is going to school too, right?
They're both in college, yes. They're both in college.
Lord.
Yes. Sarah's in psychology and I'm minoring in mass communications. And
I'm going to tell you right now, I couldn't do it now. That's
yeah,
a lot.
I hear you,
she's
man.
Also acting too, right?
Vina's the one who's the actress, not Sarah. Sarah's not even trying to get into it. Sarah's into writing. She's a great writer, and I think she'll write some great scripts here in the future. Right now, Sarah is such a strong and talented songwriter that a lot of the stuff that we're doing with Yavina is the influences there, you know, them being sisters and being close. And by the way, we're all CSAC affiliated songwriters. That's our performance rights organization. I'd like to give a shout out to Cap and Panice. They are tremendous in what they do and as far as encouraging and supporting. And CSAC is the best for songwriters. I just have to say that.
Yeah. Well, let me play a song so the people can hear what you're working with. I know you want to dance.
Which one? I know you want to dance?
Yeah, because
I
feel
debut.
Like dancing right now.
That's the debut. It's on ReverbNation.com/Yavina. YAHVINA.
Nah. Hello and welcome. Welcome to MYSPACE.com/MLACY. My name is Mark, short for Marcellus. Mr. Lacey, if you like poetry and spoken word, you heard. And life, evolution, and elevation are key as we strive to walk and skip down that path that's righteous. Like thus and forth and such, blase, blase, que sera, sera, I. No, I never should have turned this mic on, exposing you to Marx's isms, colloquialisms like lyrical prisms. Multi-sided are the guided sentences as I mix God in them, imprison them with no repentances. I didn't mean to turn you on, but check out www.marklacey.com. There you'll learn about the critically acclaimed Looking Heart and get your reflux on. Produced and recorded at Touch Zone under HSVALA. Hey, big shout to my boy TAZ for recording this spot. So relax, rejoice, celebrate, and welcome to MySpace.
ATACP live on Blog Talk Radio with VLV in the house. That's a cool name. Being that I deal with letters.
Yeah, VLV. Yeah, I see how you're doing that, but I like that. If I got a license plate, I'd probably put VLV. So that, but the VLV is really it's my first initial and my middle name. I had a hip hop label in the late '80s, '86 to '89, and it was called VLV Recorded Media, that's then. This is now. I revived the label.
I am so I'm tripped out because you did everything.
Almost.
This cat, you've done everything. So what do I call you? Like a title? I mean, it's just a mixture
I'm
of everything.
President,
I mean,
CEO of VLV Recorded Media and VLV Music. After that, that's it. I'm dadinger or manager, whatever you want to call it, but they're smarter than me, they're prettier than me, they're younger than me, and they're faster than me.
So, he messed me up when he said prettier than me.
There you go.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes, my brother, you got that right.
I already know that, yeah. They get their looks from their mother, thank God. Anyway,
so I love the song, so... You did the music, right?
No, actually, that is a remix from Daniel Pagan from Italy. He's one of the 22 DJs we got, world-class DJs. They're all involved in the Winter Music Festival every year and at Ultra. And they love Yavina and her sound, so we sent the tracks to him and 8 other DJs to do remixes. And his was the one mix that we liked the most, and so we've been keeping it with us, but... We have our original mix, which is on Reverb Nation, which was produced by Flip Gucci from Flip Gucci and I'm trying to remember their production company. I'm sorry. Sorry, Flip Gucci. But anyway, you can look him up on Facebook and MySpace and Reverb Nation, Flip Gucci. We got together, and it's an old dance song I did and revamped, and Yavina did new lyrics to it, and so she and I rewrote it. And Flip did the drums, and so we got some different remixes from around the world, and some guys in Italy, some guys in Portugal, Spain, Japan, Canada, Linden in Canada, and Luca Sottoli in Italy. Right now we're talking to Alexia Tappel in Italy, and Daniel Pagan, Steven Nevitz, Flavio Barros, all these different hot DJs around the world that have a following and really, really do like, you know, the dance sound is something that is, you know, they're not into the commercialism over there. They're into clubs.
Yeah,
you know, clubs
I
are
lived
like,
over there.
Right. There you go.
And I know how it is. I mean, the sound that you have for that song is definitely overseas. I mean, I've heard it over there. And people will get out on the dance floor and dance.
Oh, yeah, and they don't stop. Real. It's an all-night thing. Raves, we do raves over here. They do that for, it's in their blood. In Spain, Barcelona, Spain, awesome discos, man. Awesome. Awesome.
And they love it. I can imagine, how's the record doing overseas? I'm sure it's doing well.
We didn't break it, and we just got a rep in Germany. They love her sound. They want more from her.
Oh, yeah.
But we just broke water in Uganda, And I say break water because we're about to give birth to this child. So she's there in Uganda now and building a presence, South Africa, Ghana, and Nigeria. Now, Italy is next because they're hot, and we're going to retool some of the original mixes. We're going to retool that. But the new stuff that she has out now, they're loving, they're embracing her. So France is next, Germany's next, and Portugal, Barcelona, Spain. And then after that, there's a 14-year-old girl that just started a fan club in Bulgaria. Her name is Vanina Trafanina. I'm trying to say her name right. But she started a little fan club 2 months ago, and they love you, Vina. So it's like, you know, what more can you ask? I mean, we're just taking it one step at a time.
So she's right over now, there performing or just
not
promoting
yet, no.
the music?
Nope, just the music. Just the music and the pictures and the graphics and being in touch with her fans. She has a fan club, a fan page on Facebook, Yavina.
Right.
And it's just plain Yavina. If you type in YAHVINAH, you'll get Yavina, musician band. And go and like her page and interact with her. She loves her fans. Her, you know, her basic fan club is, you know, girls just like her. You know, girls just want to have fun.
Yes.
I'm a daddy, and I know about it. We just let them do their thing and just look out for them, pray for them, and protect them.
Everyday beat.
Every beat. Okay. That is the song Yavina and Tashandra Haskett and myself, we wrote that. I wrote that song. It was originally conceptualized. The conception on it was about, you know, these young kids leaving to go to war, leaving their young families, and, you know, every beat of my heart, you know, I'll be thinking of you. Every beat of my heart, I can't wait to be with you. You know, when you're young and you're in love and then war comes in between it and you have to leave and leave your loved one or, you know, she's, you know what I'm saying? Families break up
right.
and then families get back together. That's what it's about, any situation like that.
Who did the music on that? I always got to ask.
Now, I wrote those tracks and did those tracks. So we recorded that with Vince Williams from Planet Nine. He's an Atlanta producer. Awesome, talented keyboard player. He's awesome. And we did that at his studio. And hats off to him, Vince, if you're listening. Awesome, man. You're awesome. I wish you'd give me a call more. Wish you'd answer your phone and return my calls. But I guess you're just too good and too busy for me.
That's a good thing that you network with a lot of different producers so the sound will stay just, different on every song.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Not the same.
Yeah. I have a pretty, pretty large network of old school, new school, and coming school producers. I got some young kids, man. They're awesome. Awesome. They're in their teens. I teach recording arts and sciences on the side, Pro Tools, Logic, Acid, anything they're recording with, I can show them how to do that thing, Fruity Loops, anything. And I enjoy it because, when I was a kid, I had a room full of recorders, Norelco reel-to-reels, and I was lucky.
Right.
My dad was a TV shop man. He had everything. I had equipment. I had a Fender Rhodes piano when I was 11. Now these kids can plug a computer up, put the software in, and they got a Fender Rhodes, a clavinet, an organ. They got 80 different keyboards that I would have had. I would have gone broke ever trying to get a hands on. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I try to take it back and say everything is right here. You at a push of a button. But the only thing is my negative feelings on that is they aren't learning their instruments. They're not learning to actually play. And I really strongly suggest any young person, male or female or whatever, you learn to play an instrument. Learn how to beat and play drums. Learn how to play a guitar. Learn how to play a bass guitar. Learn how to play a piano. If you learn how to play a piano, you can master any instrument. You can write any song. You can get the feeling of anything you come and write, and the full instrumentation is right there on the piano. And my younger daughter, Sarah, she's taking piano up very seriously. And it's made her writing go right on through the roof. Now, she's eager to write a song almost every day. So, it's there. The piano is really one of the strongest instruments. Yep.
Well, I'll give the people your information where people can get up with you, hit up your daughters, and listen to the sounds and listen to the music.
ReverbNation.com/Yavina. YAHVINAH, Yavina. And ReverbNation.com/VLEEV, VLEEV. And you can use the VLEEV/ on MySpace, and you'll get even more of our stuff, and / Beach House Music. Beach House and Music together. All right, those three words tied together, and that'll get you the other MySpace. Other than that, I encourage you to find us on the Facebook. Yavina is pretty much a Facebook household name in Atlanta right now, and pretty in a few countries. But we're trying to pull together, a concept, that's not just, us. We're working on Sarah's development, which is another direction because it's country pop, and Yavina's pretty much on her way with what she's doing, but we work together as a family of writers. We have several other writers that we deal with. It's about 14 writers and 6 producers.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, next time, the next project that comes out, hit me up, V, so we can get together and actually get the daughters on so they can do an interview and push their project.
I'm looking forward
to
that. That's going to be the next move for all of us to be able, for them to tell you themselves what's going on. We have some very exciting things that we can't talk about just yet because they're in the infancy stages, but Yavina just did a duet with young B.J. Bowers, and it's a Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell-style duet, and we're very excited about it, and we're not sure where we're placing it yet, but we have some very serious, some old-school Motown executives tugging at us right now for this song. So we're going to see how it goes from here, what's going on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, fam.
Thank you, fam.
And we're going to have to meet up, man. Maybe
yes.
Maybe at their house party, because I do a house party in October the 8th every year, and we get some of the people that I do music with.
We're going to meet before then, man.
We do
we're
some.
Gonna meet before
we get
then. Now you're out there in Stone Mountain, right?
Snellville, really.
Snellville,
same
even further out.
Same difference.
We're gonna meet before then. I promise you, we're gonna meet before then. TAZ, straight up.
Yeah, you need to come through. Get you something to eat, and like I said, every year we do this, and got people coming from Virginia and people that I do music with, and they perform.
Awesome.
And sometimes I perform too. So.
Great.
You know how I'm feeling. Yeah.
What do you play?
Man, I do music. I'm a producer too, Dom. So
yeah, but what do you play? Keyboards, bass, drums? What?
I don't play anything. I play drums.
Okay.
I can play drums. That's all I study is drums.
I hang out. I do an open mic night at Dixie Tavern in Marietta on every Monday night with one of the two bands I play with. And on Tuesday nights, we're at Players on Canton Road in Marietta. And any place they have an open mic night, I can hang out with my music buddies, and we just jam all night, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to, behind the scenes, let me know. So one of these nights when I'm off, I'm going to come through.
Old dudes like me, I
got to
keep it in check, man. I got to keep it going. I got to keep it moving, man.
I'm going to play the song Teach Them.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Vincent, for being on the show. And I appreciate you, brother. We will stay in contact. Yeah, I got to come out and check you out. Yeah, for real.
All right. Peace. Goodbye
Teach
now.
Teach them what they need to know. 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 Teach them what they need to know.
Yeah, we representing WATACP. Yep. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sword, broke kid, hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decrease. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Strokes, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. Know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Spread the love. Yeah. All up in the place to be. WATAZP. Yo.
Hey, TAZP, T-A-Z, that's my cousin, J-Bug. I'm going to have to ask him to stretch that song out to a regular song, because I was feeling it. As you've heard through the first part of the show, interviewing Vincent, I did not have D-Lovely, was not in the house, had an emergency right at the time the show started. So I'm going to call on the personal assistant, that's Miss C.J., clear your throat. I'm getting ready to put you on. Miss CJ, are you there?
No.
I know you was like, no, he ain't. I know that's what you said. I know you were wondering, where's DJ at? Yeah, DJ had an emergency that happened right before the show and called me and let me know. But I like what Vincent is doing. He's really doing too much, don't you think? I mean, he do everything. I like, dude, hey. Y'all watch cars too. That can't do everything. I mean, he do everything. I was sitting there impressed on air. I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't know that. You know, but good interview. I like the music that he's doing. And I like the way he's promoting his daughters, all in the family, basically.
Definitely. I enjoyed the songs, too.
Well, Miss CJ, I'm going to play some music from different guests that was on the show before, and I'm going to let it rip right now. We got 19 minutes. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. I will put you back on on the whole pattern. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Miss CJ. This is the Saint. He's from he's not called the Saint, he's just called Saint. A white rapper from New York. He was on the show about 2 years ago. This is a song called Thought You Should Know.
Never learn the heat song, we just waiting to burn. When everything takes a turn for the worse, kids learn to curse and act perverse from their favorite verses. Immersed into the worlds of glorified fakeness, got me wondering just how far they gon' take this. Do I gotta say a shot just for you to embrace this? So take the chases on, but I don't answer them races. This one's full of ages, shells with no laces, dunks and tins, wallabies, waste skins. On the line where all four sense of truth begins. Too many years of bullshit, man, we do to win. The thing that I do here is infused with
thing. So don't confuse me with the others that abuse the pen. Blaming on the DJs and when they choose to spin. I bring it back like, damn, where the hell you been? That feeling I be getting in the children. That thing that you've been missing, so sick. That enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for joining it, and I thought you should know that. That feeling I be getting in the children. That thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for joining in. I thought you should know. I place focus on my surroundings. To see a whole crowd and all makes me feel like I can move mountains. Out and about, a few show love, but who's counting? The rest can give a shit as long as the bass is counting. Straight out the fountain of youth comes the flow that never grows old. It's hot but expands in the cold. Something new for the never heard of fans of the old. A whole lifetime of stories that are planned to be told. From the land where kids were rampant, it can't be controlled. And so you find out a discipline, smashing the mold. Last to be sold, out of my mind, I must be. But I'm not going out like that, like Run D. Representing your future for the whole planet Earth or any place we can move to. Something for your intellect, but easy to groove to. Produce that old soul with the funky dope maneuver. That feeling I be getting in the children. That thing that you've been missing, so sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for doing it, and I thought you should know that. That feeling I be getting in the children. That thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for joining in. I thought you should know. At the brink of extinction and against all odds, I appear to save soul like I was sent by God, the ringleader. Of the red on the meter, while I stay in the lions and clowns meet the reaper. The main street is talking for diggers and heat seekers. In the new school that's lacking the guidance and needs teachers. Fresh out the speakers with the seasoning just right. This might be the first of 95 that's been this tight. Get the shit right before you even conceive. This eclipse of an idea, battle of steam. Believe what you heard if they said I was great. And if you heard something different, then they need better taste. Maybe just an off day, so that's never the case. I don't look the part, it's easy to remember the face. Got my place in this game like a tenement space, and I'ma leave my mark off so it can never be erased. That feeling I be getting in the children. That thing that you've been missing, so sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for doing it, and I thought you should know that. That feeling I be getting in the children. That thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for joining in. I thought you should know.
That was Smitty Beats out of Las Vegas, Nevada. That's one of my boys that's been on the show before. I met Smitty when I went to Las Vegas. Been knowing him for a while. Met him on musicplaces.com. That's Smitty Beats. He's been on the show once or twice before. This is Drew 32, who's definitely been on the show twice before. He sent me this song, Fantastic. And, of course, my name is T-A-Z, and that's how I derived the name T-A-Z from the word fantastic. This is Drew 32.
Hello? Let me call you back right quick. I'm about to put a track. Alright.
Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is bore to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm a boss like you. Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm in it to win it. Time ticking, I'm waiting, I'm racing, patiently stationed in my position, wishing to make it, can't take it. Check my laces, got my Air Force strapped, ready to attack, I'm back. You want a piece of that? To where my heart is, I bleed hip hop. Screw your little gold chains, screw your little wrist watch, trick watch. Me as I'm balling, steadily all in, putting it on the line. My poker's not my calling. I'm a magician with the cards I'm dealt. Hotter than the earth felt, but too far to melt. Sometimes I felt I just had to prove to y'all suckers I ain't a lame homie. I can groove with y'all suckers. Too many times I hear y'all on the radio blasting 808 to your ass crack. I'm fantastic, got the rap massive. This time calls for drastic measures. That's why whoever wants a beef, I'm smashing. Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm a floss like you. Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm in it. Try to hear the same damn thing. Like everywhere I go, the blow continue to make your music, and the dough will follow shortly after. A master of disaster, I'm a freaking menace. Now these fakes who I'm after, I'm tired of all the hating, I'm tired of all the racing, the faking, all the blatant lack of patience. What they seem to look past is some freaking great, and it's that. And rap, I'm missing the spitting and getting the stats track to track, back to back. I'm coming with heat. And if you disagree, I'm tired of all the BS that you bringing me. On top, what I'm finna be, and all them enemies. Surely they ain't no friend of me. And if you pretend to be, your friendship ended. Please tell me where you was at when I don't have nothing. All I have is this rap, all I have is this crap. Like all I have is this beat. What the hell I gotta do to prove to you that I'm sweet? Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm a floss like you. Welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm in it to win it. Welcome to the whole freaking reason I'm rapping. L-O-V-E, can't let it be. I'm after success in the pool of suckness. I float like a boat, you gon' need a bridge to get over the moat. Too bad the castle's locked, so I push through the underground and work my way inside. Then I'll climb to the sun and clouds. My pen's like tennis, and I don't murmur. I make a racket hit like Federer. A whole new level, elevate yourself like an elevator, baby, escalate yourself. Nah, I'm not perfect, but I can make a killing. Just give me a chance. Going from as small as the ants to blowing up bigger than that boy Kenny George. I guess it's true, homie, when it rains, it pours. Cause I'ma make it rain so much you thought it was a storm. Be warned, I'm freaking fantastic. Come on, welcome to my life, welcome to my passion, welcome to my flash, and welcome to fantastic. And all I wanna do is ball to the limit. So man, you already know that I'm a floss like you. Welcome to
That's Drew 32. Been on the show before. Met him at a music conference here in Atlanta about 4 years ago. And that's when he was 14. He's 18, 19 right about now, doing his thing worldwide. That's Drew 32. Look him up. White rapper. Putting it down. Putting it down for real. I'm going to leave you with the last song. The last song is Z Smooth by the Love Brothers that I just recorded in Virginia about a month ago. This is the title to the new CD that we finished and completed then. This is called Z Smooth. I want to thank my guest, Vincent Levy Bryant, V. Levy. I want to thank him for being on the show. Also, my personal assistant out there in California, Miss CJ, for being on the show. And also in the chat room, DST, one of my buddies from Black Planet, in the chat room. This is Z Smooth, the title track off the Z Smooth CD, The Love Brothers. That's me, a.k.a. Ron L., a.k.a. T Love, me, T A Z. Here we go.
Z Smooth. Ron L.
Yeah, yeah.
We gonna do it like this, baby. You gotta give it to them hot. You know, Love Brothers gotta give it to them hot. So,
I thought we were Z Smooth.
Bring it in when the bass come in, THZ flip it.
She's looking good all in the place. No sugar needed, so sweet to taste. She's got that style up in her groove. Looking too hot, so damn she smooth. Check that attitude in the way she moves. I'm truly feeling her, so she smooth. Check that attitude in the way she grooves. She in a walk, we call it they smooth.
Steps in the place, the room turns cold. Cool with a name, but fire in the soul. I'm T-A-Z-L, and I don't fold. Look you in your face, the dance real bold. Talk about the way you took to the floor. Check your silhouette, sexy to the core. Lift your lips like you wanted more. Held my hand out, we headed for the door. Go to your spot with the red light lit. Enter the place, couch, zebra print. Black and white stripes, we did the dip. Fire in her, so I took her out with a hit. Never on the real, she been done that way. She said, wake up AM, guess I could stay. With a toast that night, that's the way we lay. She's hot, she's smooth, another day.
Check that attitude and the way she moves. I'm truly feeling her, so they smell. Check that attitude and the way she grooves. In a walk, we call it they smell. Check that attitude in the way she moves. I'm truly feeling her, so they smell. Check that attitude in the way she grooves. She in a walk, we call it they smell.
Thank you.
Hey kids, it's DJ Kaufmana from Radio Freakout in New York City. You're listening to ATAZP Live, courtesy of my digital brother from a different mother, TAZ.